Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
This week on the New Yorker Radio Hour, a government lawsuit calls Amazon a monopoly, and the chair of the FTC won't rule out breaking up the company. I'll talk with Lina Khan on the New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.
I feel like licking the jeans a lot of work.
You know what I imagine it is? I think the difference is probably that you're face down, so like your oxygen supply isn't as aplenty as with like peen, where you're like up.
Peen, you're at 40,000 feet.
Right.
With the jean, you're like a helicopter hovering, trying to get like the bank robber who's like jumping through, you know, backyards. You're like trying to catch them. Still like everything's blowing everywhere. Like you can never walk right up to a helicopter.
No, we're like like when you're going down a woman, I imagine it's like Daniel Craig running for a helicopter.
What it is you have to be fine with that air supply, I think. You have to be Michael Phelps. You know, you have to be fine with just getting down there and you know, relying on basically an oxygen tank, which is the snatch.
I'm pro Phelps. You could bring him up anytime.
Beep, beep. Who's got the keys to my Jeep?
Bro.
Oh, I do. Hi, I'm Jessica Williams.
Riding through the street. Top down, loud sound, see my beat. Give a pound, now look who it be.
Phoebe, we need to do this show.
Me, and Timothy. Look like it by the rain, what a shame.
And this is Phoebe Robinson, and you're listening to Two Dope Queens, a very special podcast hosted by two very special people.
Yeah, so we got an extra special episode for you today with an extra special guest who is oh so tiny, oh so funny, with hair oh so curly. Her name is Alana Glazer.
Oh my gosh, she's so fun. She's such a little boobie-bo.
We also have Michelle Balloon and Godfrey. He's like Madonna. Just one name.
Oh my gosh, should I start going by one name?
What would your Uno name be? Mine would be Bono Ovs.
Mine would be like my favorite things. Like it would just be like Rosé. You could just call me Rosé.
I like that.
Thank you.
You should name your kid Rosé.
And Pokemon. You can call me Pokemon, too.
I'm not doing that. You know what? Let's just start the show.
Insane. This show is like literally Hamilton.
Yeah, this show is Hamilton. It is Hamilton adjacent for
it's
sure.
So
for sure.
It's so like if Hamilton is in the Upper West Side, we are in like Bay Ridge. Like that's
we're like by the Toyota dealership, but we still matter. We still matter.
That's Two Dope Queens. Yeah. So we like really appreciate you guys going next door to a Toyota dealership. Yeah. We're like by a U-Haul center, so.
Speaking, I'm glad you brought up Hamilton because I'm obsessed with the musical. I listen to the soundtrack all the time. I've been like trying to go see it. I'm poor, so I couldn't go see it. So I instead, someone applauded that because they know they're there too. That's all of us, right?
I feel like that's literally every person in this room.
Has anyone here seen Hamilton?
I don't want to, like, you
Where
guys.
Did you guys get that money from?
Y'all.
Okay, what are
y'all
your jobs?
Y'all are greedy because y'all going up to the Upper West Side and then y'all coming down to Bay. Okay, whatever. Yeah.
So I didn't go see Hamilton. I saw Chicago.
You know, 2001's Chicago.
Right, like just.
Do you remember that Oscars? I was like, it was like Queen Latifah,
Catherine Zeta-Jones,
and I was like, this is peak feminine. Like, I was like, this is what it means to be a woman.
Right. It was so good. Renee Zellweger. It was
great.
Yeah,
it was great. It's a great movie.
And so that Broadway show was none of that. It was like, it was just like, oof, it was rough.
Yeah. Was it like, how was it rough? Were people just missing cues? Like, was the dancing off?
The dancing was like, it was like this, I think, so we walk in.
Yeah.
And we're like, in my head, I was like, the stage is small. That's not a good sign. Because normally if the stage is big, you know, like, oh, this is a show that people been going to. Like, this shit's going to be lit, right? So It was maybe the size, maybe.
And what, like, is it, a burlesque show?
But it was a lot of, so it was like very crowded, and they had like the orchestra took up 75% of the stage. And so then on the sides, it was just like chairs where like the actors would then like go and like, and so you could see, like, you could see them breathing while they're waiting to get back on stage.
No, like sips of Gatorade.
Right. It's like watching pick up basketball. I'm like, Jesus. I don't need to see this.
Yeah.
And then like the dancing was just like really like cramped, and it was just like Fosse like the whole time. Like it was like,
I feel like you can do cramped Fosse. Like,
yeah, it was like trying to put that show in like a studio apartment. Like, yeah. it just didn't work, and yeah. Like people were like trying to do like cartwheels and like correct because they knew they didn't have the room to fully do it.
That's really sad.
Like, if you didn't get that it was 1920s, then you like listen to them talk and you're like, okay, that's 1920s. It was just very like affected. Like this one lady was at one point, she goes, "I tell ya, this Roxy Hart is driving me nuts." And I was like, "Do you mean nuts?" Like, people in the 20s never said nuts. Like, they just did. Like, their diction is way better than ours is right now. What is wrong with you?
I'm trying to think. She's driving me nuts. Yeah, that doesn't make any sense. That might have just, she might have just been falling asleep. Like, she's nuts. No, I went to a show like that. In the seventh grade, we took a field trip to like New York City and Virginia. Ooh. And it was like a big deal because everybody was like, yo, this is like an overnight trip. Like, who's going to kiss who?
Oh my gosh. Did you kiss anyone?
I didn't because oh my God. I was like, I just wanted to play Pokemon. Like, I wanted to collect Pokemon cards.
Aw, that's so cute.
So sexuality was like, it wasn't on my radar. It was right. So far. You know, yeah. Anywhere I was, sexuality was on the other side of the country. So we went and they were like, guess what, kids? We got you tickets to go see musical. And I was like, oh, tight. Is it going to be like Lion King? Because that was really big.
Yeah.
And they were like, no, Mamma Mia. And we were like, what?
Oh, no.
So we went with our history teacher to go see Mamma Mia. And we were like, what the fuck is this?
Yeah.
Like, what sort of a weird ass, like old ass story is this? Where it's like a girl doesn't know who her parents are. Like, a lot of us have deadbeat dads and like moms, and it's just like, what? You get to fucking go to an island and then like dick around and find out who your parents are, and then it's fine. Like, that's crazy.
Yeah. Were there any notable actors?
No, it wasn't. Okay. We just got like, they just took all these seventh graders to go get an introduction to like the fucking 70s, you know? Like,
yeah.
ABBA. Like, ABBA's fucking awesome now, but when I was in the seventh grade, I was like, fuck, this sucks.
Yeah. Wow.
And then we stayed in Times Square. We stayed at that Marriott. And they had to do, like, a tape system to make sure that nobody got out of their rooms at night.
What was that? Wait, what's
like,
it?
I think,
they put tape across your...
Yeah, across the doors to be like, now, nobody kiss anybody else. And then it was like, oh, okay, we see what you did there.
Wow. Yeah. That's a cool system.
I mean, I didn't need the system. It wasn't going to happen for me anyway. I just... started bike riding. That was tight.
Cool.
Yeah. And I brought a skateboard, but I'm too embarrassed to ride
it. Oh, don't do the skateboard. Don't do it.
No, I've always wanted to, like, ever since I first saw Avril, who, like, was never really on a skateboard in retrospect. Like, she was
stand
on
it.
She was like, oh, do skateboard? Like, she was the essence of skateboard.
Right.
She would, like, sit on a skateboard and do a shot and, like, go like this and be like, he went in gamer boy. but like never rode a skateboard.
Yeah, no, she's a fucking poser.
What deception. Maybe I'll do that. Maybe I'll just carry around my skateboard everywhere and like carry it around on the stage and like talk to you guys and stuff.
Don't do it.
Does anybody here ride a skateboard?
That's correct. That is correct.
Y'all trifling.
Also, you asked like, this room
y'all
is 90% black people. You were like...
Black people skateboard. It's a thing.
That's true. A little...
They do.
Sure.
It's a whole culture. It's what the Odd Future culture is based on. That's why white people like them so much, because black people are accessible for the first time.
Hashtag real talk. I'm going to let you guys sit in that. I'm not going to bail you out. Feel that realness. Marinate in it like a pot
like a
roast.
Carne asada.
Well, I'm excited for your bike adventures.
Thank you.
That's really
so
cool.
Much. Thank you so much. If you ever want to come out.
I need to learn how to ride a bike.
Mm-hmm.
So
mm-hmm.
I know. I'm a literal garbage.
No, that's not garbage.
I don't know how to ride a bike. I don't know how to drive. Mm-hmm. I don't know how to swim. Like, I just...
You don't know how to swim?
No.
You don't know how to swim?
No.
That's the one where it's kind of like,
know.
You just pretty much took your shoes off and ate watermelon in front of these people. I'm a jump. I'm gonna jump in front of that and try and shield.
No, it's okay. You know what? It's my truth.
Yeah, you stand in it.
I stand in my truth. I live my truth.
I could literally teach you all of those things in one day.
I'm down. Let's do
it. I could probably teach you that in 2 hours.
We should Facebook Live this.
It would be.
It'd be so good, so right? Okay, so what? Okay, I want to
like
most.
What are the basics?
I want to learn how to swim the most, just
okay,
because
okay.
When there's a zombie apocalypse, I want to be able to like get away.
And also, like, how many times have you seen Olivia Pope just be like, "Oh, oof, throw the bottle of wine right. and just swim"? Perfect blowout goes into work. My weave did not get to. That's probably the biggest thing. Is that like. There is no fucking swim cap in the world that could let you swim and then you take it off and you have a perfect fucking weave.
Right. That's totally fine.
That's the one fake thing about Scandal.
The one?
That's the one
there
fake thing.
73.
That's the only thing there that I will concede about Scandal that's not real. That was the first thing that I saw where I was like, this show's not real. No swim cap exists like that.
Okay, so... Swimming cap, number one, that's what I need.
I think you should say fuck it. You should just not worry about hair at all. So
great.
You should get hair that like you can just swim in.
Great.
Okay? Because that's, you should be able to like, sometimes you should be allowed to live like white people and like just not give a fuck about hair.
Right, no, I agree. I agree, that's great.
Okay, and also it feels good, even if you just like took all your hair out and just like went swimming, it would be like fine because you're in Brooklyn and that's hot. So that you need to not get freaked out. Like, don't get freaked out that you're in water. Sometimes the best thing is like just to let it happen. Don't just like stop moving because then you will not, you'll sink.
So you have to be moving at all times.
Kind of, yes. That's kind of the
premise.
That's
annoying.
Like,
I wish I could just, like, be in, like, the way that I watch Netflix where I'm, like, press play and then, like, sit for 3 hours. I wish I could do that with swimming where I don't have to, like,
you probably could.
Move.
Like, we could get you to, like, a hotel pool or, like, a children's pool. I could put, like, an inflatable pool out for you. You can stomp
okay,
in
so
it.
You
I can hose you.
Okay, so you always have to be kicking.
You should always be kicking just in general. Always be kicking, don't freak out, and just like listen to your instructor because your instructor happens to be a really good teacher.
Okay.
And luckily, I've been doing it for a long time.
What are your credentials to be my teacher? Because I might want to scout for other teachers.
My credentials, that's rude. Let me tell you my credentials first. What qualifies me?
Mm-hmm.
Been swimming for a long time. My parents have a pool in their backyard, so I used to ditch school and go to the beach.
Okay.
So I'm familiar with pool water, which is chlorine-based, and salt water, which is plankton-based.
Okay, that's really good.
So I got all kinds of environments. One time, my friend almost drowned when we ditched school, and she was just, like, waving. And it did take me 2 minutes to realize that she was drowning, because I thought she was waving.
She was like, hey, girl!
And we were like, Alyssa, you crazy. But she was drowning, and so we were like, oh, shit. So then instead of getting out there and drowning myself, I ran to a lifeguard, and the lifeguard went and got her.
So when you're teaching me to swim, you're going to do
that? I'm going to be out on the shore. And then I won't let you drown.
Okay, this sounds like pretty solid.
Yeah, dude.
Is there anything you want me to teach you?
Yeah. How to be fucking fab. Fabulous. How to kill it on the regs.
Okay.
How to
butt sex.
Did I hear something? What'd you say?
Butt sex.
I don't know.
You don't.
You ready to start the show?
Yeah, you guys ready to start the show?
Again, this show is like very much like Hamilton, so this show tonight's gonna be fucking cray cray banana.
Right. It's gonna be so good. I'm excited to bring out our next act.
She's so funny.
She's been on Comedy Central, Chelsea Lately. Please get up for Michelle Bellew! Hey, everybody, what's up? Hi, you guys are great. I love doing stand-up. You guys are a great crowd. Sometimes when you do stand-up, when you get done, people like to talk to you, you know, which is cool, but usually those are strangers, you know? And sometimes it goes well. I like it when people talk to me. I had a great set a couple weeks ago. I was doing a show at a club, and I crushed. It was sold out. And afterwards, I was hanging out at the bar celebrating myself, and because that was so awesome. And this woman was at the show. She comes out of the showroom. She walks up to me, and I was excited, like, oh, compliment coming. And yeah, you're an idiot. And the woman comes up to me, walks over, gets in real close, and she whispered in my ear, I swear to God, she whispered in my ear, I just wanted to tell you that I think you're beautiful. Wait for it. And I bet that's not something you hear every day. Then that angel just walked out of my life. I was like, come back here, angel. Get back here, angel. Angel. Get back here. No, she was a horrible person. Fuck her. No, I hope she died is what. I hope she died. I don't care. People die. My dad died at 40. She can die. I didn't want her to die right away, like a slow death. Like, you know, she left the club and then coughed. You know, first act cough, third act cancer. That's how I'm hoping she went. And she's been slowly getting ill all these months, and she was put in hospice a few days ago, and right now she's dead. Right now. This is how easy it is to be horrible, people. That's how Trump does it. I got you all to cheer a dead person. People say dumb things all the time. I think it's kind of funny, though, to be on the receiving end of it. They don't realize they're dumb, you know? And I have no idea. I needed a new pair of sunglasses, so I went to the sunglass hut, and this chick there, she's helping me try on a pair of Ray-Ban aviators, and she was very serious about her job, okay? And she was like, now, ma'am, put these on, and I want you to look down at the ground, because I want to make sure that they fit and they don't fall off, because these things are made of glass, and they will shatter. And I was like, ma'am, I don't need to worry about that because I have a gargantuan head. Okay? They're going to stay on this planet perched atop my shoulders just fine. We're good. Then the woman looks at me and she says verbatim, because I wrote it down immediately. I swear. She looks at me and she goes, oh, everybody comes in here and says their heads are ugly. That's not what I said. Not at all. Not the same amount of beats. How would I? And it's not. You horrible bitch. Then I drop the glasses and I cut her. And she's dead too.
That's her bleeding out. That should play really well on radio. I just recently discovered that my twin sister is a doomsday prepper. Yeah, for real. My twin's kind of nuts, though. She's kind of fun. She's one of those friends that you have that, where you just like to ask them questions to see what kind of dumb shit they're going to say. Like, she's high entertainment. And I was talking to her, and she goes, and I was like, hey, what's up, sir? And she's like, oh, Michelle, I'm afraid of German shepherds. And I was like, really? Because she has a pit bull and a boxer black lab mix. So, like, two big fucking dogs, okay? So I'm like, you're afraid of German shepherds? Why? And she's like, well, I was bitten by a German shepherd when I was young. Now, we were not separated at birth. We're twins, remember? Okay, I never heard this story. And also, I was bitten by a German shepherd when I was young. You'd think this would have come up. So I had to know, you know? I was like, so, what happened? I didn't know this. She's like, well, we were at our parents' friend's house for a party, and they had a German shepherd there, and he had cut its paw, and it was bleeding, and I chased it around their pool trying to push it in because I wanted to see if it could swim. And then it bit me. So she tells me this story, and then I say to her, Sarah, you just told me my memory. That never happened to you. It happened to me. You don't have to be afraid of German shepherds anymore. You're released. And then she says, well, maybe it just happened to both of us. No, it didn't, dum-dum. But then I stopped arguing, okay? Because I realized, wait a second, I don't even want that memory. She can have it. I gave it to her, okay? The person in that memory is an asshole. The person in that memory sees an injured, bleeding animal, chases it around a body of water trying to drown it. You're a fucking dick. I want to, like, figure out a way to give her all my memories. You know, the bad ones that keep you up at night? I've got so many. Okay, I say the wrong things all the time. I just called a lady an asshole on a plane 2 days ago. Okay? I need to, if I had a whisper in her ear, I don't know, to subconsciously give her all my bad memories, you know? I just don't want them anymore. When I was in my 20s, I lived in Austin, Texas, and I was living by myself in an apartment, and one night I ordered pizza from Pizza Hut. The pizza comes, I bring it in, I set it down on the counter, and I open up the pizza box, and there is a piece of pizza missing. What? What the fuck? It was missing. Is this someone testing me on fractions? So I called up Pizza Hut, and I was like, what the fuck? Fuck you guys. And I just started yelling. I don't know what happened to me that day, but I was like, fuck you guys, I fucking hate you guys, I'm gonna fucking own your pizza. No, you're not, you're an idiot, shut up. And I'm fucking yelling at this poor woman on the other end of the line. And as I'm yelling at her, I'm playing with the pizza box. And I open it all the way to reveal a piece of pizza stuck on the top of the box. It still hurts. And I'm like, fuck you guys. I fucking hate you guys. Fuck you, Pizza Hut. Oh, you know what? I gotta go by. And I just hung up the phone. Why can't my sister have that story, is what I'm saying. You give it to her. Hey, thanks, all. You guys are awesome, everybody. Good night, Jessica and Phoebe.
Give it up for Michelle Ballou.
Guys, stick around. We got some good shit coming up.
Two Dope Queens is supported by BetterHelp. The winter season can be a lot. Therapy can be a bright spot amid the holiday stress, the seasonal depression, or whatever you might be experiencing. Visit BetterHelp.com/queens today to get 10% off your first month.
Hey, y'all. I'm Rhiannon Giddens, host of Aria Code. and I'm here to spread the gospel of opera.
We are all gathered to experience the magic of great human voices, of beautiful staging, and big human drama.
We're bringing together singers, experts, and unexpected guests to reveal the complexities of opera and life, one aria at a time. Don't miss the new season of Aria Code. Listen wherever you get podcasts.
Got a really cool surprise for
right.
y'all.
Right, because this is Hamilton adjacent. So we're very excited to bring out our surprise guest of the evening. I've known this gal for a long time. She set me up with my ex.
So feel free to fucking hate her when she comes out.
No, it was a great relationship. I learned, I grew. You know
There's
what I mean?
There's a journey.
It's a journey. But you guys probably know her best from a little Comedy Central show called Broad City.
Did you want to sit?
Should we all just pose as queens for a second.
Yeah, that's a good call. Oh my. The wall of phones.
This is like Destiny's Child. Like, we all normally pose as two.
I'm so short. Yeah. I'm so
it's
short.
Me. Like, you're actually at
titty height.
I know.
What's nice is that, like, the titty height is so cool. Yeah. I'm like, hello.
I also just had, like, your entire body, like, was gently laid across my body.
I'm so short.
It was cool.
Well, you guys, also, because I'm so short, you want to pull up a stool and we'll be, like, the same height finally?
Oh, yeah. Sure. Here you go. Here's your stool, my dear.
No, you sit.
Story
and
time,
then
like,
I'm
you
not the right height.
If you sat, you would then be shorter. Got
it. Yeah, because I'm like, you don't have to not sit.
Yeah, I'll definitely
Let's
be
do
your
it.
Height.
Well, thank you
Let's
so much for...
Starts.
Thanks for having me.
Are you sure you don't want to...
I'm still shorter.
Yeah. This is like so extra and it doesn't need to happen.
I know.
It's like too much.
I know. Yeah. I meant to, you know, tease up on top.
You meant to tease.
I meant to tease and I just didn't have time. I didn't have time to tease.
So thank you
guys for having me. Two dope
queens. Yeah, of course. Awesome.
Literally, I'm telling the truth here, but I like might lie in the future. But right now, it's honestly the only podcast I listen to.
What?
Ooh, I love it. I get to hang out with you guys.
Oh, my God.
Chill with my other comics. It's the best.
Thank you. Yeah, how are you doing? You're in the middle of writing season 4 of Broad City.
Yeah, man. Well, hope you like it. When we're in the middle of writing, we're like, I don't know. You know, I'm like, we're like, fuck us or whatever. Yeah. But I hope you guys like it. You will by the time, you know, it'll be like, we'll work on it.
Yeah, we're good.
It's like raw right now. I'm like, what?
It's going to be great.
But yeah.
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah, I've been writing.
Yeah.
What do you guys do to amplify your queendom?
Ooh.
It's a number of things. 90s R&B is where...
Mm-hmm. Gaga!
Where do we go?
Gaga! Yes.
Spotify.
Yes.
Do it.
Yes.
Randy Norwood forever.
Right. I'm the same way. Like, I'll flat iron my hair to, like, fucking, like... SW. Like, just like...
I'm sure neither of us could relate to that.
I know. I'm like,
but this
damn.
Isn't my real hair, so I you know, I gotta treat it right.
Mm-hmm. Like an investment.
Yeah, so I'm like listening to like SWV on like my Sonos speaker,
yes.
And I'm just like,
yes.
I'm a queen. That's my. Yeah.
Do you guys take baths?
No,
that's
disgusting.
Yeah, that's true. That's disgusting.
Yeah,
like, me neither. I don't either. I don't.
It's
too gross for me.
Isn't it just the grossest
thing? I was just checking that you don't because it's so gross in New York. Yeah, it's gross.
No, were you? So,
do you like bath bomb? Are you like a bath bomb person?
No, because I hate baths. Because I hate them. Because they're so gross. Stewing in your own filth. I wouldn't.
Get out of it and you drain it and then you're reminded
like,
of your
shower?
Humanity.
I have to shower after my bath? Yeah, useless. So I don't even know what a bath bomb is. I don't know. Queendom. Yoga. I just got into this yoga that's called Ashtanga Yoga.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like this one sequence, almost like a body prayer.
Oh.
That you repeat, you know.
Oh, cool.
Some people do it like, you're supposed to do it more. I go to a place where I don't have to commit. And I'm like, sorry, see ya, whenever, you know, whatever. But it's this like sequence and I know part of it, but I do it and I'm like, oh, it like feels so queenly. I love it.
Is it like 26 poses of the same thing every day?
Exactly.
That's the one.
12 of them or something.
Cool.
That's cool.
Yeah, that's nice.
Should join you for that.
Yeah, it's so good. You have to like learn this sequence, which creates anxiety. But then once you learn the sequence, the anxiety leaves you because you're doing the yoga.
Yeah.
So it's scary to start. It's like a very intimidating practice. Gross.
It's a practice.
Brunch. Brunch is like
queenie
as fuck.
I live for brunch.
Brunch is like. It's like Monday through Friday is so that Saturday morning comes and you can gorge on brunch.
I got a question for you. We're talking brunch. You're looking at a menu. Are you getting breakfast or are you getting some lunch?
Breakfast.
Right?
Yeah, it's always.
Right?
Yeah. Breakfast with cocktails.
Yeah, it's always breakfast.
Some people fuck around with like a turkey club and I'm like, why are you here?
Yeah.
Why are you here?
That's a Tuesday night.
Literally.
Why are you here?
It's sad. It's the weekend.
Yeah, and then there'll be like a Diet Coke. I'm like, so you're not going to drink either?
Ooh.
I love when people drink.
Yeah, it's great.
You know when you're hanging out with somebody like, I'm not drinking right now, which I respect, but it's also like, fuck off, dude. Have a cocktail. Yeah.
Why didn't you tell me before I agreed to hang out with you? You should have told me because now I feel like a fuck up or something.
Because it's like at brunch, you're going to have like, 3 drinks minimum.
Right.
And also it's like I'm trying to pass out for 4 hours later today.
Yeah.
What are you, taking a walk? What are you doing?
I'm going to jog afterwards. Ugh, don't come to brunch, have a salad, and then jog.
Get out of here.
Okay.
I've been on what I'm calling a gorge tour. For like a month, 4 to 6 weeks, I've been on a gorge tour where I'm just salty, sweet, just going nuts on food and drink.
Is this in one sitting, you're going salty, sweet?
Yeah, it's one sitting. It's also like setting it up across the room so I have a flow, you know?
Right.
And I'm just going back and forth and back and forth.
And you get your steps in on your Fitbit because you have to walk to the food.
Thank God.
That's like... It's light cardio.
That's right.
It's what it is.
That's exactly right.
I
do high knees on the way there, so it's like, I'm like, gorge tour is like destroying my queendom right now because I'm like, I'm like destroying my queendom. But like yoga and when I, honestly, like talking on the phone, we like talk on the phone regularly. Yeah. That's like some queendom, connecting with other queens is like a way to strengthen.
Yeah, it's like back to basics. It's like... FaceTime audio for clearer sound. Like
Do you fucking FaceTime audio too? Because she is the only person I know that FaceTime audios
it's
me.
It's so crisp.
And I go, what is this?
It is so crisp.
I had to yesterday because my apartment has shitty service. I had to. And I'm usually like, no. But I was like, no, you're right. It's my bad
it's
that
so
I have bad service.
Good. But I feel like when we talk on the cell regular, we're always like, wait, what did you say?
That's true.
What? Wait, say that again? FaceTime audio. We have yet to do that.
That's true.
Do you FaceTime instead of calls?
I do not do that.
Oh, okay.
I'm starting to be stuck. I love FaceTime. It is literally...
The Jetsons.
It's so good.
Now.
Like, I did with my parents.
I only FaceTime my sister's nephew. Like, my sister has a baby.
Yeah,
it's my nephew, and he's a baby, so
that
he doesn't
sense.
Know.
Yeah.
what's going on. Like, he has no motor skills, and right. that shit is hilarious.
Yeah. Yeah. You got to see that. Yeah,
like, you don't... FaceTime?
Like, I FaceTime constantly, but it makes more sense for kids. Like, adult right. under chins are, like, not...
Right.
It's like, yeah, yeah. a kid is
I'm just,
cute.
Like, on Reddit. If you FaceTime me, just know I'm sitting on the computer, like, using Reddit. I'm not doing anything yeah. extraordinary. Right.
Right. Yeah. Right. I, like... I'm always... Because I never wear clothes at home. I always just, like, in my yeah. underwear. Visualize it. Don't do it. But so I always had to like throw on clothes. And like one time I was like FaceTime with my parents, and my mom was like took the wheel. And at one point I was just like looking at the top of my dad's bald head.
Yeah.
That and I was like, what, hilarious.
How? It's like, how do we get here? Like, you know what I mean?
They have watched so much technology change
right.
that they're done. They're done for their lives.
But I'm also like, they had the Jetsons. You know what I mean?
Like, right. They should know.
They knew it was coming.
Yeah. Right.
They know that, like, me talking to the back of my dad's head is not the point of looking at him.
See, I thought your yeah. mom was, like, showing you something.
No,
it was, like, an accident.
And it was for, like, 2 minutes, and I was like, okay, this is weird. And I was like, Mom, like, what are you doing? She's like, oh, I forgot I was, like, holding a phone.
Yeah. I think that their, like, technology ended at, like, a TI-83. Like, they were like, yeah. and that's my limit. And then that's it for that generation. Because they were all about scientific calculators.
Right, even, right.
Even that was ridiculous, right? Did,
yeah.
you, did you play, like, games on yeah, your calculator?
I wrote yeah. boobless all over my TI-83.
You had what? Boobless?
Like, boobless. Like,
I know.
Class clowns.
Yeah.
What? There are other games on there?
What is it? Just Snake was the only one I knew, the like worm thing.
Yeah.
There's Tetris.
Tetris, yeah. Ooh.
Blockman.
What's that?
What's Blockman? Oh, cute.
It's just to do with a block, of course. Because like...
Right.
Women can't have blocks, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Women can't be block woman because... Men wouldn't play that game, right? Get out of here.
Why she
block
gotta
man.
Be a block woman?
Yeah.
Yeah. That's exactly right.
Oh.
Topical.
Yeah, that's topical. Hey. She's helping you fucking grow. She's why you're not a piece of shit. Mm-hmm. So, like, yeah. get on it.
That's exactly
dude,
right.
Dude, seriously, like.
It's militant.
But honestly, like, every relationship, like, maybe I'm just, like, not dating, like, fucking awesome dudes, like, I don't know, fucking Barack Obama, but like.
Yeah, he's like, pretty peak. Like,
he's like really cute.
He's like the best
he's
one.
He's pretty good. He's
because
too
you
good.
See, even like, there's never a photo of Barack Obama looking at Michelle Obama like this.
Right.
I know.
Like, right. never.
Yeah.
He's like the emoji with the hearts
yes,
in their
right.
eyes.
Yes. And all she's doing is like fucking standing on the, like bending down to rub Bo. And he's like,
yeah. He's so yeah. into her.
That's love.
It's
dude.
So cute.
That's the hottest part. He's so into yeah. her. And she's like definitely into him, but he's gaga for her.
Yeah.
yeah.
She's
yeah.
into him. He's fucking yeah. Barack Obama, but she yeah. he's gaga for
yeah.
her.
Yeah.
No, it's incredible.
He's fucking cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs.
I know.
Well, I think this is a great segue into one of my most favorite games of all time, Fuck, Marry, Kill.
Great. Excellent.
And I came up with some people that I think will be delightful.
Cool.
So I'm curious to hear what both of you guys think.
Dope.
No pressure, but there's a lot riding on this.
Cool.
Okay, so we have Titanic Leo DiCaprio. Dad bod Leo DiCaprio and city bike Leo DiCaprio.
Ooh.
Alana,
I'm gonna kill city bike Leo. I'm gonna fuck Titanic. Oh wait, no, yeah, I guess so. That's it's too. He's like a boy and a girl in that movie.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I'm going to marry that one. I'm going to marry Titanic Leo. It's like a well-rounded experience. And it's like, I mean, he was like probably a fucking douche by then. But yeah. still, it's like maybe turn him the other way or something. And then dad bod, I guess I'll fuck for like a fun, gross thing. Dad bod Leo and his like beard and shit. And he's like models. Yeah. I don't know. Yeah. He'd be like, ew, or whatever.
He really turns into a completely different person.
Yeah. That's why this time. Is a great category.
Yeah. Is Incredible. I think I agree with you, but also is Dad Bod DiCaprio? Is Dad Bod DiCaprio the same as like floating over the water with that fucking thing in the helmet DiCaprio? Because I want nothing to do with that. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm just going to go with what she said.
Because, okay, just the other thing is, like, City Bike Leo DiCaprio is so vulnerable. Mm. That's when I'm like, oh, you're a human being. You look hilarious. I would maybe marry City Bike.
Okay, so you're killed.
No, did I say fucking marry Titanic?
Yeah, you said,
but that's a good, that was a good reason.
Okay,
though.
So wait, who are you killing? You're killing Dad Bod?
Kill Dad Bod, fuck City Bike. And then marry Titanic.
I like that. That's good. Yeah. That's good. Yeah. I like that.
Yeah. He made a bazillion fucking dollars. And it's like, it's enough. We can do something else.
Yeah. So this category is called Not Their Finest Moment.
Whew.
Mary J. Blige, but only when she's dancing and not when she's singing.
Oh my goodness. Wow.
This is like Burger King commercial Mary J. Blige.
Oh, no.
Keep going.
Not when she's singing. Okay.
Michael Jordan, but only when he played baseball, not when he played basketball.
Come on.
Like Space Jam Act 1 Michael Jordan.
Right? Oh, my God.
And Eddie Murphy during his My Girl Likes to Party All the Time phase.
Oh.
Tough
no,
but
thank God
fair.
For that one.
Tough but fair.
This is brutal. Like, this is...
I liked Party All the Time. He was so young, right?
Yeah, he was hot. He was fucking hot.
Yeah.
He's still hot.
Right.
Yeah.
He's still really hot. You just had that single.
Yeah. And it's... Okay. I like Party All the Time. I like him in that video.
What about his... His What's Up With You video that he did with Michael Jackson.
He did it with Michael Jackson.
Yeah, I didn't know he did that. We have to change it? That was my only lifeline.
Oh, yeah, no, we'll keep it. Party All the Time. Okay. So you're going to marry Party All the Time?
Yeah.
She said reluctantly.
Yeah.
I'm with Party All the Time. I'm going to fuck that.
Okay.
Because he was rock solid at that time.
Right.
But the thing is, it's like dudes that are into their music, they like really, that's all they want to talk about.
Right.
Especially when it's like not their forte.
Yeah. They love it.
They're like, I'm a genius on two fronts. And you're like, okay.
So I would fuck that, kick it out the door.
Okay. But, I'm listening.
Yeah. And then what are the other two? Mary J.
Only when she's dancing, not singing. And Michael Jordan during baseball?
Michael Jordan, notorious douche, very vulnerable with the baseball stuff. Mm. You know, that was you. If I marry him, I would have to sit on the side like Kobe Bryant's wife and be okay with this.
Right. Also, for me, I'm like, Michael Jordan, I'm like, up to his knee or something, you know what I mean? I'm like, where would anything go? You know what I mean? I'm like, I can't take that, any part, I
right.
couldn't
no
take
part
any
of
part
it.
Of it.
You couldn't
his
even
hands,
be...
right? His probably could palm my fucking head, you know? I'm like, what if, I can't. I think I'd maybe marry Mary J. Blige, because I like that, she's not as good a dancer as a lyricist.
Anyone.
Yeah. As anyone. But and then I think you're right. Party All the Time. That's a fuck.
Yeah.
Okay. So I think I'm gonna go with Michael Jordan because like tennis shoes, maybe. Like I'm gonna be like, oh, let's like get tennis shoes.
Wait, what? That's as your fuck?
No, I'm going to, like, marry.
You're going to marry him because he
gonna
has a tennis
Eddie,
shoe fortune.
I'm going to be like, where are my tennis shoes?
Right.
And then you owe me tennis shoes. We, like, made a commitment.
Right. That's a very good point. That's a good point.
Because then, like, I'm ahead of all the sneaker releases. Like, I'm like a sneaker Don S is what I'm
And people would send that shit to you for free a year before to test them or something.
Yeah. Like I would
They'd be
testing.
Like, Jessica, test. Yeah.
Yeah. I'm like, oh, guys, I can't hang out. I got to test. Yeah. I got to stay at home. I got to test.
And you would take it so seriously. It would be like a career.
Yeah. It would be like my mom, like moms with Fitbits, where it's just like, I got to walk. right. Yeah, I would do that. I think I'm going to marry. I'm going to kill Mary J. Because that Burger King stuff was insane. She was just like,
crispy chicken.
Aww.
Fresh lettuce. I was like, no.
My neighbor was like,
behind the bush again. Yeah.
They were like, you know, though, the only reason why she did that was like, they were like $800 million. And she was like, I'll be there.
That's the reason I like it. I'm like, yeah.
That'll provide. That'll provide for you.
Yeah. I know. And like, she just always comes back. You know what I mean? She's just like, cool though.
No, absolutely.
I respect
That's cool.
the sneakers. Yeah. That's cool.
I gotta stay fly.
Yeah. Whatever it takes.
We need one for you. Like, I feel like we need
one. Yeah, sure. You guys come up with some and just one category. It's all you need to do. Yeah.
Okay. What about like?
Yeah. Great. Perfect. Okay. So this category is called child stars.
And I guess if we're not being fully disgusting, it's them
it's
now.
It's like our, like when we were younger.
Yeah, okay, you were young.
When I was young and they were young.
Yeah,
great.
Like, yeah.
Yeah, it's not like a current child star.
Yeah,
you're
no,
an
this
adult.
Is gonna be fine.
It's
gonna be
like
fine.
Our
Everybody,
era.
Unclench. Okay. Jonathan Taylor Thomas.
I knew you were gonna say that.
Macaulay Culkin.
Ooh.
We need one more.
Ooh.
And then Drake.
As but on
that was a lot
on
of ideas. It's Drake.
In the chair on the character.
Like Jimmy, dude. I knew then though.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, I knew then.
Okay, so JTT, mm-hmm. Macaulay, and Drake. Oof.
And not to put any pressure, but Macaulay, you could save. So, just seeing what your priorities are.
Be a hero, dude.
Okay. So, I feel like, okay, let's go. Okay, so Macaulay Culkin had a shit ton of money. We would date for a while. He would throw me, like, my super sweet 16. Like,
it would be incredible.
He could like buy me a car. Like that's.
Oh yeah.
But that's like the long game. I gotta stay with him for a while because he was young when he was. And then there is Jonathan Taylor Thomas is very consistent. Like I really liked Home Improvement.
He's great.
I was like, I'm into this. You know, Tim the Tool Man Taylor. Like this is hilarious.
Like Jungle to Jungle. Great.
Right. And then Drake, I didn't have cable. Wow. I didn't have cable. So I never saw Degrassi. I've only seen memes of Drake now and Degrassi. And everyone's like, oh, he's a fucking tool. So I don't want an embarrassing boyfriend. But he also grows up to be nah, 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 nah. He does that shit. Which makes him a lot of money.
It's like The Bachelorette. You're like JoJo Fletcher right now.
Right. Okay. Really is, I love it being all like money.
Where yes. I'm like, I love them all. I'm gonna go with Drake just because it's like Canada and like when I was in Ohio, I was like, that's exotic to me. As like I was like, oh, Niagara Falls. It's
for
like,
Mary?
You're gonna marry?
Oh shit! I gotta choose. What? Marry? Yes, I will marry.
Honestly, good decision. Good.
I will marry Drake. And we will.
That was like the horniest fucking yes. I
know. That was hot.
Yeah.
It's like it's not actually happening. Like he didn't propose.
I know that was horny. Yes. That was cool.
Okay,
good
so
job.
I'm gonna marry Drake. Oh my god! I don't want to kill anyone.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know it's not real, but it feels mean.
Yeah.
Oh my god. Okay, I think I'm gonna fuck JTT.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, that's it.
Right. That's like okay, he wore the polos. Cool. He had like the hair part down the middle, which was like so 98, which was great.
The gelled mushroom.
Yeah.
Like very.
Yeah, crispy mushroom.
Like so Nick Carter, like that Nick is, Carter. Yeah.
And I guess I kill Macaulay. I'm sorry.
It's okay.
It's okay. It's okay.
I made the right call.
He had a phase in the middle there.
Right.
Where...
Okay.
That's good. Was,
yeah.
All right, you guys, I think we conquered Fuck, Marry, Kill.
Right. Yeah.
Thank you guys for having me.
Everybody, please give it up for Miss Alana Glendale.
Hey y'all, I'm Rhiannon Giddens, host of Aria Code, and I'm here to spread the gospel of opera.
We are all gathered to experience the magic of great human voices, of beautiful staging, and big human drama.
We're bringing together singers, experts, and unexpected guests to reveal the complexities of opera and life, one aria at a time. Don't miss the new season of Aria Code. Listen wherever you get podcasts.
This, so our final comic, he's hysterical. He performs all over the city. He's had specials on Comedy Central. I'm so happy he came all the way to Brooklyn for this. You guys, this is amazing. Please give it up for Godfrey!
Yeah! What's up, fuckers? Yeah! Ow! Ow! Don't you feel like you're on the subway? The subways get creepy when it comes to Brooklyn. What the fuck? Right over the bridge is like, the motherfucker that was looking at you and fucking Manhattan was like, hey, what's up? Hey, over the bridge. Listen. I know this is a hipster crowd. I brought my hacky sack, all right? Listen, I'm being honest. I am an asshole. I'm going to keep it real. Even when, you know, the fuckers that beg on the train, you know. You know what I'm talking about. You know what I mean? You hear the voice when the doors slide open.
Ladies and gentlemen.
I don't know how to not make faces. I'm like, oh, fuck, man. But most people are like, oh my God, here they. You gotta be a ventriloquist. Oh, shit. Oh my God. Hey.
Ladies and gentlemen, I don't mean to disturb anybody.
What? Why do they all have the same voice? No matter what fucking city you go. Is there a homeless acting school I don't fucking know about? I was in fucking France. France! On the train.
Excusez-moi.
Damn it! See? And sometimes there's racial pressure. It's all different types of races that come on and ask. Sometimes I don't think they're all homeless. Some of them are drugged out, whatever. But the sucks when there's racial pressure. And African Americans here know what the fuck I'm talking about. Bam! They know exactly what. Let's say you're in the front seat. This is the front, yeah. And they come at it. When they see us, it's like we're their beacon of hope.
They're like, oh shit, let me go over there and talk.
And now everybody on the car is like, wow, they all know each other. Wow. That's amazing. And then they call you out with the word, brother, man,
yo, dog,
brother, heroin nod, brother. And I'm an asshole. I'm like, I'm not your brother. I have a Kindle. Hi. Fuck that. I have a Kindle. A tablet. So I'm trying to get my friends into yoga and shit. See, Hey, I'm doing the yoga. Everybody here take it?
Yeah.
Brooklyn, right? Yeah. There's different kinds of Ashtanga, Kundalini, Iyengar, Vinyasa. Listen, I go to a gym. Fuck it. Yep. I'm Manhattan, Equinox. That's fucking me. You know what I mean? That's what I love about... you can say whatever fuck you want about Equinox. It's coming here. They're everywhere. But I love gyms. I like their marketing. I see why. No, I don't. I see why people go in fucking gym. They join it. Because when you walk in, you're in the elevator. You're like, fuck yeah. Fuck, I'm ready. Fucking ready. You go to the desk, it's just like dudes. It's just like everyone's like this at the desk. The dude's like, hey, you want to join a gym? And the fucking steroid needle's draining in his neck as he's talking to you. He doesn't even talk anymore. He's been lifting so much. You want to join a gym? Then they take you around, show you the fucking cardio area. And there's always that person on the fucking... Then there's the person doing it wrong. Fucking. Then there's a class. It's maybe Zumba. There's like, woo! And there's some dude just fucking dry humping everybody. Like, fuck yeah. But there's a reason why you join a gym. Bright lights, fucking energy. I understand that. Yoga, on the other hand. Not yoga in the gym. They'll have yoga classes in the gym. Fuck that. I'm talking about standalone yoga studio. I took Bikram for 5 years. 5 years, that hot shit. I took it for 5 years, but it was scary for me because I was a former athlete, and they're like, oh, you should try yoga. I said, I do want to stretch, but it's fucking intimidating. Weights don't intimidate me. It's the creepiness. They need a better marketing strategy. You've been to a yoga studio. You go, oh, wow, it's a yoga studio. I just want to get a pamphlet. I just want a pamphlet. All you want is a pamphlet. I just want a pamphlet. There's the pamphlet. But it's way inside. Fuck. It's way inside. Fuck. And you see no one around. You just see books and shoes. And you open up and it's chimes. Gling, gling, gling. Om. Like, fuck, let me just get this pamphlet. As soon as you get there, some teacher comes. From nowhere, taps you on the neck, fucking annoying. What the fuck? And he's really long because he's been doing yoga for a long time. And he speaks from his belly because he doesn't breathe here anymore. Are you interested in yoga?
What?
Are you interested?
And the whole time he's been standing like this and his balls hanging out. You're like, what the fuck? But he moves it in.
Fuck, listen, I just had fucking food with my friend who's a fucking vegetarian. You know what I'm about to do. I fucking hate you guys. Listen, I'm a meat eater. Proud of it. Leave us alone. Leave us the fuck alone. You know how I know my friend's a vegetarian? They can't fucking wait to tell you. You don't ask them. They just watch you eat meat. And they go, oh my God, you eat meat? Fucking yeah, that's why we have teeth. Fuck out of here. If you don't get out of here, I'm gonna fucking eat you. Get out the fuck. They say, you shouldn't eat meat. It's always this. Have you seen the documentary? Yeah, I was eating meat watching a fucking documentary. Don't eat meat because it's petrified meat. They scare the cows. They scare them. Who the fuck has ever been eating meat going, this cow's not too happy? And I fucking eat McDonald's. Yeah. Listen, I eat healthy, but sometimes I'm like, fuck, yeah, yeah. Who said boo? I'm on the road a lot. I fucking love McDonald's. It's my poison. I eat it. But an hour later, pow, all out. It's the same order. Nothing's changed. Bam! I'm loving it. Fuck it. McDonald's is shit. McDonald's fries, thank you! When they're hot as fuck! I love McDonald's. Here's the reason. Let me tell you why. No, it's not always the best shit. I don't give a fuck. But let me tell you something. I'm an African, man. Yeah, 100%. I know you don't believe me because I have clothes on and shit. I grew up in Chicago, Nigeria. That's what I am, 100%. You know what it's like when your African father's taking you to McDonald's, dude? Because you eat your own, you know, you eat your own food every day. We eat African food every day. But my mother was a nurse, man. And she would go on a double shift. So we'd be left with my dad. My father was very dramatic. He would always say, so, your mother is not here. She is on double shift. So, I will never cook for you. But I will take you outside. Do you like hamburgers? We will go to McDonald's. We were like little African kids. And my father was a motherfucker at the counter. Welcome to McDonald's. May you take your order? Thank you for having us here. Good night, everybody. Thank you very much.
Give it up for Godfrey! Keep it going for everybody. Y'all saw the night.
Oh, my God.
You just heard Gilbert Godfrey. Just kidding.
What if you did our show?
You just heard Godfrey, Alana Glazer, and Michelle Ballou. Two Dope Queens is produced by Joanna Solotaroff, Jen Poyant, Paula Schumann, and Rachel Neal. Our team includes Joe Plort, Dara Hirsch, Ed Haber, Jeremy Bloom, Isaac Jones, and Shanoa Estrada. Our theme music was composed by Jeff Brodsky.
Oh, hi! It's the You Can't Touch My Hair book tour, and I'm going tri-coastal, baby. West Coast, East Coast, Midwest. I'm doing it all. So come out, buy a book, and say hey. Go to my website, phoeberobison.com/tour for more info. Love you, mean it. YQYE. And don't let us hit a sophomore slump. We don't want to be like Mr. Robot. We still need your support to keep us on top of the charts. Subscribe and rate us.
Roasted. So roasted. So roasted.
Shit.
So roasted. But also, Rami Malek, like, he's I would so never hot. Say that, dude. Just know that, like, you're so bomb.
Yeah, you just leave it all up to me, baby.
Rami.
Can he tongue swipe?
Left, right, up, down, whatever, dude.
A, B, A, B.
Up, up, down, down, left, right, B, A, start.
Yeah.
Fucking here's my cheat code.
Yeah. That's a hot tongue swipe, dude.